So Kelly, man, what a night. Kelly and Big Al just had it out.
That night.
Last week.
That night. Yeah.
Apparently, Big Al is rehooking with Orangelina. Yeah. She was too busy for Al because she had nursing class.
She still does.
But she's hanging out with Al again. And Kelly decided to take the opportunity after several drinks.
Yeah, I remember vaguely some of it, but everything I've been told I was said, I'm like, yeah, I probably did say that.
And why, if you only remember it vaguely, why did you defend it so strongly?
Everything I was told I said, I probably would have said that because I thought it.
Yeah.
Now, should I have said it?
But is it appropriate to walk up to the girlfriend of a coworker and go, that guy, he's a piece of crap. What are you hanging out with him for?
No.
All he's going to do is ruin your life.
This is how it started.
I mean, that is so wildly inappropriate.
How did I hurt your feelings?
This is the thing. The whole thing with the wedding still. This is how it started.
I walked up to her.
But you still, as of that night, after the whole mess on the air, how he put her name down on the calligraphy card and everything, I think.
Okay, hold on.
From what I remember.
Hold on. I have to recap since you won't.
I'm assuming everyone listens to every word that comes
out
of my mouth.
So you're telling a story and half the people are turning out because they don't even know what you're talking
about.
They're
not turning out. Let me tell you really quickly what happened. Al and I are both invited to this very ritzy wedding this coming weekend.
Lucky.
I've had weddings 3 weekends in a row. This past Saturday, this Saturday, and the following Saturday. Okay.
You counting the royal wedding
the one
in there?
The one in the middle is the royal wedding for us here. So next weekend. So I was called and said, we have to have your name of your guest for the calligrapher because they're doing place settings. And I was like, oh, crap. I don't have a date. And so I knew Big Al wasn't dating anyone. I assumed he was invited to this same wedding, called or texted him because he will not answer the phone for me or my daughter, and said, well, you know, you want to go with me to this? Have you been invited? Do you want to go with me? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to go. Put us down for 3.
Gotcha.
So rather than saying, yes, Kelly, I will go with you and be your date. No, Kelly, you be the tag along for me and some random person I haven't even thought to ask yet. That's where
that random person is Orangelina, who you ran into with Big Al, and that's when you went off on him to her.
He gave them her name, her real name. It's not going to say Orangelina on the calligrapher card.
Yeah.
Because he had to give them a name, and he never asked her.
Okay.
And so days had passed by the time I ran into Orangelina.
This is how you're justifying
this
telling
is how it started.
Her that Al's a piece of crap.
This is how it started. I walked up and I said, has Al invited you to the wedding? No. And that's where it all went off.
Okay.
I was like, he's such a piece of crap. He put you down the line. He's probably going to make somebody else. And then I don't remember anything
else after
that. There's
still no reason to go off on some dude's date.
Oh, whatever.
Just because you're mad at the dude.
But it's you,
Al. Especially since you never even, let you tell it, you never met her before. Actually, you have.
I had met her briefly, but I didn't remember until she reminded me.
I should go off on you in front of her for not remembering.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it was Orangelina.
Didn't Orangelina tell you that you do not owe her an apology, you owe Big Al an apology?
See, this is what happened. Are we going to get into it now or later?
Yeah, right now.
Let's go.
So Al, I said, we needed to, you know, come to a resolution. He can't stay mad at me, number one. But I was like,
if you're the person who's done the bad thing, you don't look at the other person and go, oh, you can't stay mad at me.
He can't. Are you still mad at me?
Well, here's the thing.
He ain't mad at me.
It's not that I can't stay mad at Kelly.
He can't stay mad at anybody.
I just can't stay mad at people in general.
Yeah. It's a nice trait to have.
But he also loves me, so he can't stay mad at me even
I'm
more.
I'm sitting there mad at you. Why are you talking about how much I love you?
He loves you less now.
He loves me. He adores me.
Okay, anyway.
So we show up, and he's under the guise that he's still even mad at me. He's like, yeah, hey, baby, we're going to go get a couples massage.
Whose idea was this?
Mine. Okay. I figured it's an intimate setting. How can you be more exposed
and
naked?
It's an apology.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't an apology.
Yes, it is.
It was a way to work things out.
Olive branch.
Okay.
Who's paying for it?
It's kind of like therapy.
Well, it's Kelly. No one's paying for it.
Right.
So we were going to work it out under, you know, sheets getting all the stress and tension kneaded out of our shoulders and oiled down. It's going to be greatness.
You'll want to watch this video on Kid TV because it's got a half-naked Kelly in it.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
So Al's acting very weird, and he's not even acting mad. So I'm like, okay, Al, you can't even be mad, right? So we're going up to get our massages, and here comes a girl bursting through the door behind me.
Isn't all this on the tape?
Well, I don't know how much you want me to tell.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's
take it away.
Right. Al, I think there's only one way to settle this.
Settle what? I mean,
that you hate me, and you're mad at me, and you need to get over it.
For very good reason. What you did the other night, going off on Orangelina in front of all those people.
In my defense,
you were drunk.
I don't remember a lot of what I said.
You were drunk.
I'm not going to lie and say
you
I didn't say
were
it.
Drunk.
But I did say a lot of things that I believe in my heart, but maybe shouldn't have said out loud.
Well, thank you.
You're going to get everything you need to say to me out of your system as all that tension and stress is being worked out of your body.
Okay. Are we naked?
Well, I don't know how you get a massage, but I know how I get a massage.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to happen today.
See, listen to the anger.
But I'm still mad.
Yeah, look whatever. How mad you are.
I'm seething.
I mean, the whole premise.
I'm seething.
Hey, I'm here. Sorry I'm late. Oh. Thanks for inviting me.
I thought it would be cool since Orangelina's kind of the reason they were doing this for me to invite.
I didn't recognize you because I was really drunk the other day.
Oh, so she shows up too.
Yeah.
Oh, she invited her. She's so
cute. She's right. Very pretty.
I invited her.
Let's keep going.
So Orangelina's...
But I don't take back anything I said, whatever I remember saying.
Orangelina's going to be joining us for the massage.
That's fine.
She can take a little bit of your time.
That's fine.
Wait.
So it's a lot like the wedding. It's plus three.
So yeah. Exactly. So Al brought a date to Kelly and Al's massage.
A couple
massage.
Yeah, the
whole thing we had two massage therapists, so I'm going to give up my spot.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
You know,
we're here for a couple's massage, but...
No, there's three of us.
There's now become, from two, it's become three because Al pulled an audible. So I guess what's going to happen is I'm going to sit there and watch Al and Orangelina get a massage.
You went to all this trouble to set this up. So
I did.
Think this should happen exactly the way you want.
Well, the way I want it is already out the window. But that's all right.
So what do you want to do?
Let's go. Let's go get naked.
Wow, that was really awkward, yeah. So I'm just going to go and hopefully they can work all that out together.
So she left.
She left.
Oh. Wow.
She left.
She is walking out to the parking lot.
In the stuff
this
that
like
we left
an episode
out.
Of Cheaters.
On the way up to the massage room, I'm talking to her, and you know, I said, you know, I apologize. I said because you're an innocent victim in all this. She said, you don't owe me the apology. You owe Al the apology.
Agreed. Oh,
yeah. So still, she's defending him because
it's
obviously there are feelings.
As any normal person
there
would.
There are affection there for this man she thinks is going to provide her with what she needs in her
could,
life, which I'm telling her he is not.
You couldn't even get her own massage since she came all that way?
It was really a joke more than anything else. We're just trying to...
Oh, I'm sure she would have loved a massage.
Just trying to piss Kelly off, to be honest with you.
Let's keep going.
The point was for you and me... to work things out, and I don't have an issue with Orangelina. No, it's not because of her. It's because of you and the way you treat women.
Truthfully,
and I think you're wasting young, fertile women's time when they could be moving on to men that could actually give them what they want out of life, which does include a child and marriage.
Tell the truth. You're a little jealous.
Of what?
You're a little jealous, girl.
Okay, now you're making me mad, and you're the one that's supposed to be mad at me. Whatever. Well, if it'll make you feel better, I'll apologize, but does it matter if I don't really mean it?
Yeah, it matters. I want you to mean it.
Now, they are having this conversation wearing nothing but robes, massage robes.
At this
so
point,
now we're
naked
on this
naked
point.
On the
I feel
bed.
Like I should apologize to Orangelina more than you.
Both of us.
Which one's Al?
The black one.
All right, thanks.
I apologize to Orangelina for putting her on the spot because she is an innocent in all of this. A naive innocent, like a poor little deer walking into the lion's den, not knowing what she's getting herself into, and me trying to be a good person.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to get a massage.
I know, right?
We're talking it out. We're supposed to be talking it out. That
you're,
was the
you're
point.
You're talking through that little hole down there.
Yeah, it makes my mouth talk funny because your mouth is like this.
And save a fellow woman from going through the heartache of wasting 7 or 8 years on a relationship that's
this
not going to go anywhere.
This is an apology?
And preventing her from the heartache of having to go through infertilization.
She's throwing me under the bus again. This is not an apology.
Tell her to call me when she's doing Clomid and in a hormonal rage. And then she'll be like, you were right.
This is an apology.
So I apologize for trying to spare her years of despair.
That's a great apology.
This is a classic and typical Kelly Raspberry apology.
It is. This is
and
amazing.
It's why I learned 14 years ago never to even ask for one.
So we're in...
Because it won't be one, ever.
You're right. You're exactly right.
It's always your fault.
We're in the massage room. It's dark. She's got a guy rubbing on her. Oh, I got a girl rubbing on me.
He was great.
And I'm trying to get Kelly. I want to hear the words, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Let's keep going.
Nope.
That's fantastic.
And to you, Al, I hope this massage is apology enough.
No, I want to hear the words. Yeah, mama. Yeah.
See, you know, this is where it gets disgusting and the massage therapist has to leave the room. So are we good, Al? Just say we're good.
We're good. Hold my hand.
I can't.
Ow, ow.
He grabbed the... he reached over and grabbed my massage therapist's junk.
So stop it for a second.
Okay.
So Kelly...
Oh, my God.
Are we good here? And you grab... her masseuse's junk.
He's reaching for my hand, but he doesn't realize because his face is down that my massage therapist is standing right there, and he hits him in the junk.
I'm trying to grab Kelly's hand. Hold
yeah,
hand,
got
like,
it.
We're
all
good.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a leg. And a crotch. Sorry.
Oh, you got your crotch, too? Oh, that's bad.
TSA agents, eat your heart out.
So technically, we're good?
We're good, baby.
We're good. See? Right. Couples massage therapy can work.
It works.
Now let me enjoy the rest of this.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're not mad at me anymore.
Ooh, yeah. Naked kiss.
Yeah.
Al,
oh, they kissed.
Al,
explain,
the
explain naked kiss.
Because we were naked except in the robes, you know, whatever.
You got to hang on, Al.
And here's what happens.
You
got to
tell her, no, that's not enough.
So we're leaving, you know, and after this, you know, because Al and Orangelina obviously back on track.
Yeah.
Did you ask her to the wedding yet?
No matter what you say.
Did you ask her to the wedding?
No,
after
I
all this.
It.
Okay.
It's in a week, Al.
It's in a week, dude. I got
so we're checking out. Al's, you know, and I'm talking to the very lovely, lovely girl in charge of the reception at the spa, getting tip envelopes for our, you know, massage therapist.
Oh, the tip's not included in your free massage?
Oh, no.
No, we tipped them. Okay. I'm very nice about that.
All right.
And Al comes up. Hey, baby. What's your name?
Uh-huh. That's how he is. He's friendly. He's a friendly guy.
Yeah. What, you ever been to the Mat? I own the bar down the street. She's like, I just moved here a week ago.
Perfect. She doesn't know you. Awesome.
Exactly. Good.
He got his napkin or whatever, his business card, writing down numbers and contacts. Invited her out on the date. So, you know,
I told her
whatever.
Down. She just moved to town.
Where's she from?
Mm-hmm. I'm networking.
He's trying to get business.
That's what it
for
was.
The Mat.
From
what
it
a,
was.
From a, especially... Yeah. Hotel,
I don't remember you
person.
Asking the massage therapist for her number or inviting her to your bar.
She was married.
So you're going to invite the receptionist to the wedding, huh?
In fact, he told her.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So Angelina gets up. Orangelina. I can't ever say Orangelina. She gets, can I just start calling her Angelina and y'all can call her whatever?
No, Jimmy Iovine.
She got up from studying to come up here and do all this for the man she loves.
Yeah.
And he's hitting on the receptionist at the spa.
Yeah. I would not call that hitting on her.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Just holler,
you have no room to talk as much as you try to ruin people's relationships,
just
Kelly Raspberry.
I do not.
Can you just give a...
me?
Can I have one
You're
sincere
accusing
I'm
me
sorry?
Of trying him? To ruin relationships, no. Kid Craddock
I have never
on the show?
Al, have I ever walked up to a girl you're dating and told her that you're a piece of crap?
You do it on the radio.
You do that
I build you up in front of girls.
Because guys don't do that.
No.
Nope.
Are you ever going to sincerely apologize to him?
I love Al.
Answer the question.
No.
You're never going to.
No. She just said
I apologize to her. She's the innocent victim.
Yeah.
I'm the victim.
Oh.
All you did to her was tell her how bad he is.
Yeah.
You
I
owe
understand.
Him the apology.
No, I don't.
I've been victimized.
Did you go on the date with the receptionist yet?
I would never set anybody up with Al. Ever. He's horrible.
Back in the morning.
He's a womanizer.
You know what? I accept your apology, Kelly.
But I love you.
She didn't give one, Al.
But I love you, and you know I love you, but you're bad boyfriend material.
I'm great boyfriend
you're
material.
You're horrible boyfriend material.
I just need a girlfriend to be a boyfriend with.
Yeah.
To be a bad one for.
Yeah. You got to have one to get.
I want to talk to any ex-girlfriend of yours that says it was good.
Ooh.
One.
Well, I'm sure there's one.
Oh.
I'm sure there's got to be one.
All right, hang on. Lines are open.
Who's not psychotic.
Yeah, if anyone has dated Al, I don't mean just a one-night thing.
Yeah.
Dated
Who wants to say how wrong I am.
Like, gone on a date.
Just one.
If you've been on a date with Al, and you know, you would think, this is like finding a needle in a haystack. No, there's thousands of women who have been on dates with Al.
They line up for him.
One of them call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
And dates at the Mat, where everything was free, are included.
I hate when we do that.
800-543-3548.
This never ends up good.
Yeah. Yeah, so
if you can find someone who gives a glowing and says, Kelly, you're wrong. Al was a great boyfriend. I'm the one that screwed it up. I will apologize.
I hope we get that girl who he was taking out on a date, but he pooped in her toilet. And then she go on the date after that.
Right, that was... Please, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it was ugly.